My homie Big Rob, man, tell the family about our next guest, man.
Oh man, we got some heavyweights in the house today. Rough Ends. You got David Chance and Deontay Shy Jordan in the house, and they've been doing their thing for years. I know I got, you know, some child support because of these brothers. I've been meaning to catch up with them and let them know, you know, they owe me a little change, you know, for what they did.
We want to welcome to the show from Baltimore, Maryland. Love these brothers, David Chance, Dante Jordan, Rough Ends in the building. How my brothers doing today?
Good. How you feeling, my brother? How you feeling?
Feeling great, man. Blacknificent. You guys look good, man.
Man, appreciate it, brother.
Thank you, brother.
Y'all looking great, too, man. Ain't nothing, black don't crack is what they say, so I take that.
That's good. So, you guys, what's this, the fifth studio project?
I think so. I think this is our fifth studio project. You're right. Yep.
Wow. Congratulations. I guess it's the senior congratulation. It's promoting black love, I guess.
Indeed, man. Indeed, you talking about the single congratulations.
Yes.
All right. I didn't know if you were saying congratulations. I was like, all right, thank you, brother. But the song is definitely promoting. It's a different spin on the breakup, man. You know, we older now, man. We, you know, I'll be 45 this year, brother. So to be in a place where you know that God is in control of your life and everything is divine design. Sometimes you be in a relationship that, you know, that relationship was a door that needed to be closed so another door could be open. You know what I mean? Mm. And that's what the song is really talking about. And when you really understand that, ain't no need to be bitter. You know, everybody's trying to get to where they're trying to get to. Everybody want to be in love. Everybody needs someone to love you. Sorry to do the throwback to our first record. But everybody, we all want somebody to love us, man. And we want to be in that place of happiness. And everybody's trying to get there is what I feel like. And sometimes we take it out on the person that we're with because we're not happy. And we're just trying to get to that place. But, you know, as grown men, we realize that, you know, God has a plan, man. And sometimes, you know, being with you was just not the plan. And when you understand that, you can move on and be happy for that person, even though you're not, you know, not with them no more. So,
So Dante, man, Dante Jordan, do you write? You write too?
Indeed.
Yes. Most definitely. Well, let me say this. We wrote this album is a collaboration of two brothers that was blessed enough to have a chance to do this for 20 years.
Wow.
I just want to give a shout out to my brother, you know what I'm saying, in front of y'all while we're on the call right now. Like, he's one of my favorite producers. So, you know, I got a chance to really lock in, to rekindle something in our friendship within our music. We was able to put this project, man, this project, songs like Congratulations, it's gonna speak for itself, put it like that. So, yes, I definitely write. You know, we both wrote this album. Dave produced it. Hey man, y'all gotta hear this. Gotta hear this.
So, was there ever in a period that where you and David didn't kick it with each other?
Oh yeah, it was definitely a period, man. I mean, that's why we broke up, and it's crazy how things work. I mean, that's why, you know, we talk about the album being our truth. This album is our truth. You know what I mean? Literally, man, how we got back together was crazy because we wasn't together for a while. And I don't know if you guys remember everything that was happening in Baltimore with the unrest and our city being on fire. This was happening a couple years ago. They were shooting black people out online like they still are.
Right.
But all that was going on. And in the middle of that, I'm in an area of Baltimore called Pikesville. And that's a Jewish area where there's a lot of Jewish people walking the streets. And I didn't know I was going to see Dante. You know what I mean? So I'm walking down the street, and just to show you how divine this is, I'm actually talking about Dante at the moment. I'm driving down the street with the family, and I'm talking about, like, reminiscing of how we was together and how, you know, he's my brother, you know what I mean?
Right.
Still. So I'm talking about, man, sometimes I go and I see Dante everywhere. Look, this guy look like Dante. And when I turn the corner, I'm driving up on Dante, and I'm like, look, even this guy look like Dante. Not even knowing that it's actually him. Now, mind you, I'm about to pass it to Dante to tell you, while I'm saying that, this is what's happening with Dante. He's on the phone with somebody. Pick up the story, my brother.
I'm on the phone. Listen, I'm on the phone. I'm never walking. I'm never walking in the neighborhood. If I'm walking, it's on purpose, like I'm jogging, I'm working out or something. This is the one day, that's what I had to add that I forgot to tell you. This is the one day I'm walking. It's a real beautiful day. Everybody out walking, their babies, all the people in the neighborhood. Walk to the store and I'm talking to a friend because I just had a show with this other guy. And the friend recorded the show. And they were going on and on like, man, listen, the guy can really sing. But y'all like two different animals on stage, man. Y'all, you need to work it out with Dave, whatever y'all need to put back together. Man, y'all need the real Rough Ends back. That's our name on Twitter, by the way, the real Rough Ends.
Right.
Y'all need the real Rough Ends back. And she's just going on and on and on and on. So when I'm talking to her on the phone, I look over, I'm trying to get a word in. She's saying everything. Like, yeah, and I'm looking at the footage and I'm like, but, and I'm like, and I look over, I'm like, hey, David is running towards me right now. and she like, stop lying. I'm like, not lying. You look like something out of a movie off of Lord Harry or something. Running across the field like a Puffy video in slow. I'm like, she's like, stop lying, you lying. I'm like, I'm not lying. While we're talking about this brother, he's running towards me right now. He run up on me like, yo, I was just talking about you. And you right here. And the same thing. It's like, how crazy is that? Like,
it is, man.
It's meant to be.
That's crazy. How long have you guys, like, known each other?
Since childhood, man. We all grew up in the same neighborhood. His family was in the streets real heavy. And my family is originally from Guyana, but I was born here, born here in Baltimore.
And, oh, wow.
My dad was a pastor, so, you know, every hood got that person that's praying in the hood, you know what I mean?
Right.
My family, you know what I mean? And Dante family was straight from the streets. Dante was in the streets, you know what I mean? When we linked up. So we linked up in high school. We known each other as kids. Like, I've seen him here and there. I played with him maybe once or twice, I remember. His cousins was one of my best friends, Oscar, back in the day when we used to go over his house and play all the time.
Yeah.
So we kind of knew the same people. And I remember seeing him around. But in high school is when we reconnected. And, it's crazy, the dynamic. I was around the piano, like playing around with some, music. And I had other guys around me and they were like harmonizing and we were kind of messing with the song. And Dante, he's the suave dude from the streets. He's sitting down, he got his Wallabies on, you know what I mean? Pelly Pal, remember the Pelly Pal lovers?
Yes.
Pelly Pal on, he's just sitting back looking. So I'm just thinking, I'm looking at him in my mind like, this guy's like, I know he probably looking at us like, like these streets. I mean, like, because he looked like, he looked like a hustler for real. So not knowing he was checking out the flavor, they're like, okay. Well, Dante came over there and was like freestyling and, joining in the harmony. And that's kind of when we started singing together. That was the beginning of us, connecting. And the rest is history. We became best friends. And music kind of led us down this path, man. And here we are.
Hey, Rob, I'm going to let you go ahead because I got a few more questions. And those who are watching and listening, if you got a question for Rough Ends, you can type your question in and they're answering real time. Go ahead, Big Rob.
I was just wondering, where did the music take y'all? I mean, because I know as artists, music takes y'all everywhere. you know, in this world. You say you from Guyana, brother, your family is originally. Mm-hmm. Where did the music take you guys, and what was your most memorable moment?
Sheesh, where do we start, man?
I know it's loaded, but
loaded question right there.
Right, right.
That's a setup question.
If it wasn't for what's going on right now in the world, listen, we would have already been to Africa for a safari. We would have been back to England. London, that's another one of our big markets all over there, London and then the Netherlands. It's like New Zealand is one of our favorite places in the world. We've been to Australia. We just did a tour there not long ago. Japan. I mean, places we haven't been. Places we haven't been. They're requesting for us to come and play our music. We have DJs in Russia. I don't know about no Ruffins in no Russia. the guy got a video online with the vinyl spinning of the vinyl of Ruffins in Russia.
Wow.
DJ. Wow. I'm like, I don't even know how to say thank you to him. I have no idea.
Wow.
Belgium and France playing a new single, Heavy. Like, come on, man. I love everybody in the world that loves Ruffin. You love me, I'm gonna love you back.
Right. Hey, I'm with you, bro.
and this is all about y'all, but the brother PA is a chief in Africa. Wow. He's over a village, over 8,000 people, approximately. He takes kids to Africa every year for free from the United States. Not only that, he takes people from his village that's never been to the city to see the ocean. He takes kids from that ocean, both Muslim and Christian. He takes them all to the city so that they can have a city life, because they normally live in mud huts and stuff. Yeah. But he takes them and get them a suite, treat them like kings and queens that they are, and they go back and they, you know, do what they do. And I know it's not about him, it's about you guys, and we want to keep our focus on that. You know, you guys are legendary, and the things that you guys are able to see and do, you know, just because you are humble and you are artists, you know, that brother does a lot, you know, in Africa.
I would love to get you guys to come to Ghana, come to our village, Abby Isaac Shackle, and
done. We'd love to, man.
We'd
love to. I actually been to Africa several times, man. I've been to Ghana, I've been to Uganda, and I've been to Nigeria.
Okay.
And so I told you my family's from, you know, not only from, they from Guyana, which is South America, but my mom, you know, coming from the church world, my mom was doing mission trips there. So
shout out to a lot I've been of there. Love you, mom.
Indeed, man. So yeah, man, I know exactly what you're talking about the mud huts, man, and basically the bush, as they call it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get my dual citizenship from Ghana, so you probably helped me with that.
Me and you working together. I'm going there in a couple weeks, and we can make it happen.
that's why the brother bring it up.
It, right. Yes,
it's about you saying it's about us and all that. It's about us.
Everybody's
on the phone right now.
We're gonna, hey Dante, we're gonna connect on that. We got an online question from Orlando, Florida, JSL 98.5 The Wire. He said, "Legends, thanks for doing this question. What do they feel about the current state of R&B?"
That's a loaded question again.
Yeah, boy, Jay trying to get something started. Go ahead, Dante from the streets. He don't mind handling it.
He's
from
the streets. He gonna say it all humble first. Thank you, legends, and then he gonna load up his question. Okay, brother. All right. So listen. So straight up, I'm gonna say this, and I ain't even gonna go. You know what I mean? I'm gonna be deep enough, but I ain't gonna go too far. Put it like this. My belief, period, is if the world is a stage, then it's enough room for everybody, first of all. You know what I'm saying? So the only people that are in competition are really the people that know they're in competition with themselves. You feel what I'm saying? Stevie Wonder, his biggest disappointment or regret was that he didn't do more music. He didn't put out more albums. Not that he ain't beat whoever or he wasn't number one or he ain't won all of these awards. You feel me? So I love R&B, period. Like, I'm a fanatic of music. I love R&B. I love producers. I love DJs. I love dancing. So I wish it was more of a balance. I'm going to say that. I wish it was more of a balance to what we're doing and what people like us and Donnell Jones and 112 and H-Town, you know, trying to reinstitute. And SRG, the new home, SRG Universal, the new home of R&B. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, you know, I love it because it's creativity. You can't take away nothing from none of our people. Let me just say that. You can't take away nothing from none of our people. None of that creativity. Because everybody has a place. You know what I'm saying? So I can't stop nobody's bag, nobody's paycheck. Feel me? So at the same time, we need more of a balance. So people like y'all that's giving us a platform for everybody, for today's artists, for the young guys, somewhere in the middle, the older school artists, the classics, whoever. We just need to figure that part out. Like, giving everybody airtime and a shine to do their thing. You know what I mean?
But that's why we think, you know, platforms like yourself, man. If you guys weren't around, if there's a lot of R&B platforms like yourself that are helping to keep that sound that we all love alive, man, and groups like us to have a home and a place to share the music. So we really thank you guys for being here, man, because, you know, you help us spread the message, man. So it's like the platform is definitely appreciated, and you wanting to have us on it is everything, bro.
Yeah, we had to learn what day parting is all about and how important it is.
Yeah,
day part and play certain types of music certain times a day so we can get everybody a chance to eat. Everybody get their music out. So here in Orlando, we got Afro beats. You know, we got some old school. We got conscious hip hop. We got R&B. You know, we got salsa music. We got Caribbean music. You know, it's part of our whole. It's us. We're a melting pot. And black owners, we're black owned. You know what I mean? Yeah. We got it. We got to put it out there for our people. So you guys keep making it. We're gonna play it. I know we only got a couple more minutes, and so I'm gonna make sure I get this question out from Jay. Who are some of the younger acts that Ruff Ends like co-sign or mentor? Who y'all listening to? Who y'all rocking with?
I can go ahead. You want to go on that one first, bro?
One person I could think of off top is Mario. Mario was around us since he was about 10 or 11 years old. He was a phenom then. He's a phenom now. I love his voice. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? He's definitely one of the people we got a chance to be around, and we inspired each other. I'm going to say that.
Yeah.
You can't be around somebody and it works one way. Most people think it does, but it's actually a two-way street. So he inspired us as much as we inspire him in our early years before either one of us was really known. So I'm going to say Mario.
Mario, Chris Brown. I mean, I like Kendrick Lamar, I like J. Cole. Chris Brown, that's one of my favorite male artists out. That's young. Justin Bieber. I even like Justin Bieber's that ETA album. That was crazy. So that's some of the stuff I would say that I'm listening to. Of course, some of the new people, I don't even know their names, but I know the songs. There's so much people because I still got the 90s catalog in my head. And then there's all these new artists that I'm trying to keep up with. It's a little too much for me, but I'm listening to a lot. I definitely did my homework with everything that's out now. And I'm feeling a lot of stuff that's out, man. I see people trying to bring elements of the 90s into their music and trying to remix it, you know, in their way.
So are you guys going to go out on tour this summer or what?
Indeed, man. We definitely going to be going out on tour. I want you to definitely follow us. Everybody follow us at Official Ruff Ends on Instagram and Facebook. And we the Real Ruff Ends on Twitter. But Instagram and Facebook is where you're going to really, really find out all of our information. We got some upcoming online performances that's going to be coming up. And we also got some performances as well. We're going to be coming to Florida, man, to shoot a video. And it's an island style kind of a video for a song called Hopeless. So, you know, I'm going to definitely hit you up, man.
And let you know
where we're going to be at.
Can I say something real quick? Let me say this real quick. Listen, for I know we got a little bit of time. Two things real quick. We did a song with Crazy Bone from Bone Thugs and Harmony.
I was just finna ask about that.
from the song Congratulations, that's another whole type of whatever, to the song Body, that's a respectful take, like an inspirational take to the women that really put work in developing herself. You know what I'm saying? It ain't a song about twerking. You know what I'm saying? It's about, listen, you doing something that should be put up in Walter's Art Gallery. You know what I'm talking about? So now, at the same time, I want to give a shout out to Orlando. Orlando, when we was first getting started, it was a big beef going on with the record labels, and all of our stuff was snatched off the main radio station. We went to a private radio station in Orlando, and they sold our show out. I don't know who it was, but it was a pirate radio station. It was
It was probably DJ Shea Boy. He with us right now.
Shea Boy, whoever it is, man, let me tell you, Ruffins got love for the whole Orlando because of that right there, man.
Yeah.
Realest moments in our career.
That was the first time I ever heard of pirate radio was in Florida when we went down there and we did those interviews. First time I seen something like that, I was like, "What?"
And that's
they're out here. Fortunately, we've been able to fill the gap because we are FCC. But I understand they were relevant, and they were playing music that should be played. We don't do the payola stuff. We don't do that here. None of our stations.
Indeed, so, man. Well, I appreciate again, man, everything that you're doing for brands like us, man. Keeping the brands alive, keeping R&B alive, for real, man.
We got to get you guys back. I know y'all got a press day. Y'all got other interviews coming up.
Yes,
Dante,
sir.
We got to go to Ghana, man. And maybe Dave been there a bunch of times. We got to go to Ghana, Dante, man. Hang out, man.
I'm trying to get my dual citizenship, so. Yeah, man. I'm trying to see what's going on with these jabs they trying to get people. I'm trying to. So listen, before we get off real quick, I just want to say, big, big shout out to SRG Universal for believing in us so we can get back to business as usual with our people. Whether this is going on with the world or not, we're able to bring this music to y'all that we've been scratching and itching and scratch, or however you say it, to get this music to you. Shout out to Terry Harvey, our management, for believing in us and really making things happen. Again, we love y'all, to our fans and all the DJs and these platforms like y'all, man, that keeping us relevant. I really, 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 really want to say thank you. Like, really.
Throw this out there. Before the pandemic, it was last year, we had a concert schedule. It was a fundraiser to take the kids to Africa. We had Loose Ends, Midnight Star, Melissa Morgan, and Angela Wimbush coming to Orlando. 2 weeks before the concert, we had to postpone it because of COVID-19. I would love to add you guys to that ticket.
Indeed,
so,
man.
I'm just put it out there. I'll talk to your managers. We put it out in the atmosphere. We'll pray on it. I know it costs some money, but we're going to make it happen. If we can get y'all to add it to that ticket, it'll make people feel very good.
Oh, yeah. And we would love it. You know, ain't nothing like coming to Florida to do a show. You know what I mean? Because we already know.
Hey, you got a point.
You know what I mean? You already kind of on the good side already.
Right.
But look, we got to go, man. And we appreciate the time. We definitely want to kick it with you fellas a lot, man. Again, because y'all, I got to give it to y'all, man. Y'all making us feel like we home right now. You know what I mean?
Oh, man, this is it.
You are.
We're your homies.
Yeah.
Exactly. You definitely make us feel comfortable, man. So we appreciate you again for taking the time to have us on the show, brother.
All right.
I love you, man. Continue success. We'll talk to you later. Take care.
You got it, my brother.
Thanks, love.